Hopeway Men's Night Out next Friday. Man, you'll want to be there. Sign up is live. Hot. You can go to grow.hope.edu and sign up. Ladies, there's a Hope Women's Night Out next week. You can sign up as well, too. Hey, I want to introduce a great friend of mine, John Brown. He's at the church over where? Pillar Church, right over there. Jay Bree's going to bring the word. I'm just introducing you because time's running fast. Love you, baby.
Hey, thanks, man. Mwah.
This is awkward. So how am I supposed to follow that? I got the elixir thing going on, and I've been kissed. I'm really excited to be with you. This is an absolute privilege for me. I love your new worship pastor, worship chaplain Bruce. Do you know he's been here for like 3 months, and his family just arrived last night? Shaping, forming, caring, loving, praying, worshiping with all of you without his family. I am grateful for Bruce, and I'm grateful to be partnered up with Chris Williams today. So, because I'm so excited, I brought some gifts. I'm going to chuck these as far as I can. You can have them if they don't fit. I'll try. There you go. Okay. There we go. Good. So Paul tells me that on Fridays you've been doing this, at least intermittently, this thing called Gospel Friday. You've been asking the question, why did Jesus come? Does that sound familiar to anyone? And I think you began last Friday, right, with at least one answer to the question, why did Jesus come? Something about freedom. Does anyone remember this? Sound familiar? Borzy, man, what's happening? I wasn't here, but I heard about it. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Does that sound familiar? Yeah. Can you try it with me? For freedom, Christ has set us free. How about one more time? Think about that. Whatever chains you, whatever binds you, whatever keeps you down, keeps you out, Christ died and rose again to set you free, free to pursue his life for you. That's one of the reasons he came. Another reason he came is that you might have life. John 10:10, you don't have to take my word for it. Jesus says it himself. I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance. Can you read that with me? I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance. One more time. I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance. All right, let's take it down. Now try.
I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance.
Most of you had it, but not all of you, so let's try it again. I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance. Whenever the Bible speaks of life, whenever the scriptures use the word life, there are two different words actually for life. Bios, any biology majors among us? Any writing majors who might possibly someday write a biography? Bios. The other word is zoe. Bios is biological life. It's heart pounding, joints moving, lungs inspiring and exhaling, bios. Cells, let's see if there's a bios. Mitochondria, I have no idea what that is, but it's important. And the Golgi apparatus. I love me the Golgi apparatus. I minored in biology at Hope College 20 years ago, and I have no idea what those things are, but they're good for sermon slides. Bios life is the flesh, skin, breathing life. But then Zoe life, Zoe loves bios. Zoe wraps bios in its tender care and lifts its head and points it towards Christ. Don't hear me say bios is somehow bad, as if somehow bios is an impediment to Zoe, an obstacle to Zoe. Actually, when God made bios, God loves bios, and when God made bios and saw what God made, God said, that's very good. God loves bios. And Zoe wraps bios, lifts its head, directs it towards Christ. Zoe. Jesus says, I have come that you might have Zoe and have it in abundance. There's a quote from C.S. Lewis I love. A man who changed from having bios to having zoe would have gone through as big a change as a statue which changed from being a carved stone to being a real man. And that is precisely what Christianity is about. This world is a great sculptor shop. We are the statues, and there's a rumor going around the shop that some of us are someday going to come to life. I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance. I've got a friend. Anybody know Eric Dawson? Graduated last spring. Eric was a baseball player for Hope. He could hit the ball a very long ways, and he could write poetry. Eric Dawson is like the Renaissance man. I married he and Lydia to each other this past May. Eric went to the University of Dayton as a freshman to play baseball, play D1 baseball, but really he just played party. Drank a lot, did a lot of drugs, and did all the things associated with drinking and drugging. Found himself asking at a certain point, is this it? Is life just about the next bottle I can find? The next hookup I can have? Found himself in rehab. Found himself calmed. Found himself with actual friends. Found life in rehab. He said to me once, it's crazy. I spent so much time looking for a good time, looking for life, and I found it in rehab. I've never had more life. I called him the other day to ask for his permission to share his story. We went back and forth via voicemail. Finally, we talked. He said some things that I thought were impressive. So I asked him to call me back, leave a voicemail so you could hear his voice rather than mine.
Hey, Don. Just calling to follow up on our previous conversation. I appreciate your comments on the relationship between flesh and spirit. It gets fuzzy for me sometimes, and I start thinking life is all about the spirit, you know, that our flesh is evil or something, especially because I know what it feels like to overdose on the flesh. But God gave us both. And I think I've honestly experienced pure high sober than when I was doing drugs. Anyways, I hope the Talk Friday goes well. And if you see Boris, check if he's wearing socks. I know that he gets pretty stoked about going sockless at the beginning of the year. Love you a lot, man. Lydia and I look forward to seeing you soon, and we'll talk to you soon.
If you know what it's like to be in Eric's place, to walk around asking yourself, is this it really? All of life curved in on itself, trying to serve its own self, looking for the next drink, the next thing, the next hookup, whatever it is. If you found yourself asking, really? Is this what life is about? I invite you to surrender your life to Christ. Christ who wraps your life, your bios life, lifts your head and points it towards himself for zoe life, full life, abundant life. That's why he came. I've come that you may have life and have it in abundance. I want to invite you today to surrender your life to Christ, your bios life to Christ, to find zoe life. You can email me if you know the ache, the pain, the sadness, the hurt that Eric's talking about. If you think life is just about bios, you can email me, or better yet, find one of your chaplains. I invite you to follow Christ who gives zoe life. Amen? Amen. Amen. Go in peace.